qualified by the state. You can qualify to be a teacher at Reading University at the education faculty, for example. All teachers. Before 1972, anybody could teach in a school. But since 1972, all state school teachers must be fully qualified. Rather bizarrely, you do not have to be qualified to teach in an independent or private school. That's why I always warn parents who are thinking of paying lots of money to send their children to a private school, check the qualifications of the staff. The famous court case just recently where a teacher at Eton, the most famous private school in Britain, was involved in a court case to do with cheating and the royal family and all sorts of things. But it was noted in the paper that she wasn't a qualified teacher. And some people said to me, how did she get a job at Eton without being qualified? Well, you don't have to be qualified to teach in a private school. It's a business. They can employ who they like. But in a state school, you have to be a qualified teacher. Interestingly, at university, you don't have to be a qualified teacher. I mean, I'm a qualified teacher, but you don't have to be a qualified teacher. You have to have certain qualifications, but you don't have to be a qualified teacher to teach at a university, which I find interesting. You will find that all the people who teach you English, or probably any language, are qualified teachers, but in other subjects, they may or may not be. I mean, the vast majority of people at this university are not qualified teachers. They're qualified academics, but they're not qualified to teach, necessarily, which is an interesting point, not just at this university, but at all universities. My own personal view is that they should be, that anybody who teaches should be qualified to teach. I wouldn't go to a doctor who's unqualified, for example. It's an interesting state of affairs. In schools, there is a national curriculum. In other words, there is a curriculum set down by the government in London, which covers all schools in England and Wales, right? You probably think, of course there is. But in fact, before 1988, so not very long ago, there was no national curriculum in this country. Schools could theoretically teach whatever they wanted to teach. When I was at school, my head teacher and teachers, they could teach whatever they wanted. Since 1988, there has been a national curriculum which covers all schools. And the curriculum lays down which subjects should be taught, during which years, and goes into quite a bit of detail about that. Every year or every 2 years, it's kind of changed a bit, there's some reform, and it's actually very difficult to keep up. But obviously, there are what are called core subjects, C-O-R-E. Those are the subjects which are absolutely essential for all children. English language, mathematics, and science. Then there are other subjects which are compulsory in certain years. Right, so there are certain technological subjects, certain humanities subjects, certain science subjects, which are compulsory at one time or another. The national curriculum in Britain differs from many others that I know in that the government does not lay down the rules of methodology or the course books. Now, in almost every country I've worked in outside of Britain, the government does that. So the government says, when you teach English, you use this book, right? But that is not the case in Britain. The government says you must teach mathematics, but one school may use one book and one school may use another book. I mean, just go into a good bookshop and you will see several publishers publishing the maths curriculum course book, right? And you might see four or five. There are four or five big publishing companies who do this. It's up to the school which one they want to choose. But they must teach certain, they must teach the subject and they must achieve certain targets at the end of each year. By the way, if you have questions, I'm hoping to finish at 22 so that you can ask questions about any of these points if they're not clear or if you have something you want explained. It's very important within the national curriculum that the schools do teach it, because at certain points there are national exams. So although the government has not said which book you have to use, all the children do the same exam nationally. Now, at the ages of 7 and 11 and 14, all children undertake exams which are called SATs, S-A-T-S. I always forget what it stands for, something like standard assessment tests or something like that. But anyway, everybody calls them SATs, S-A-T-S, using capital letters. And these exams are taken at the age of 7 in English and mathematics and science. And again at the age of 11, these are not exams which you can pass or fail. There is no such thing as pass or fail, right? You do not even receive a mark.